Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. 3w.realworldradio.fm.
Eyes on the South, the Climate Caravan's visit to Venezuela. The participants of the Climate Caravan will be heading to Colombia early this week as part of a Latin American tour ahead of the United Nations 20th Conference of the Parties on Climate Change, or COP20, to be held in December in Peru. The caravan was in Venezuela for 20 days, where it visited local communities to learn about their situation. Venezuela was the caravan's first destination in South America after traveling over 3,500 miles by land and sea since it kicked off in the north of Mexico on March the 1st. It visited 7 countries in Central America and over 40 communities until reaching Venezuela. A press release issued by the Climate Caravan when they arrived in Venezuela read, quote, 40 different places are going through conflict and resisting the pillage of common goods, land, territory, air and water, from protecting a river that is being illegally drained to resisting mining corporations that are destroying entire habitats and corporations that want to impose tourist mega projects, large monoculture plantations and so-called conservation projects of privatized forests. All this is legitimized by corrupt governments, their answer to corporate interests, which commit systematic human rights abuses, end quote. Real World Radio interviewed Cristian Guerrero, one of the participants of the caravan, when he and his colleagues were back in the city of Maracaibo. They went back from Sierra de Pereja on Thursday on the border between Venezuela and Colombia. There, they expressed the concerns of indigenous peoples over coal mining projects and their impact on water streams. Cristian also talked about other issues such as the schedule of the members of the Climate Caravan in Venezuela.
Real World Radio, broadcasting free words, building popular communications by FOI.